Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is this man a snake, or is he just a simple man who is a down-home guy telling the truth? I think that is the question. That is the question to ponder, to knock around with Keith Butler. And I lean toward the sign of the latter. I think he's just a down-home guy telling the truth. But let's set a baseline here. He was on the PM team, the aforementioned PM team yesterday, and he was asked about that hot topic about defensive play calls. Here we go.
As much as I'd like to, daggum, been more involved in calling defenses and stuff than I was, I still wanted to do what was best for the team, what was best for our defense, what was best for our guys in terms of trying to learn the defense and teach the defense and trying to get it down. We had a lot to do with the game plan and stuff like that. But, Mike is the head coach, and Mike can do what he wants to, and he should be able to do what he wants to as the head coach. The last year of Dick LeBeau, the last couple of years of Dick LeBeau, Mike was calling defenses there too. I mean, so it's something that he wanted to do. It's something that he had done already at Minnesota. He wanted to do that here. And, you know, he's a head coach. He should be able to do what he wants to do. He knew how I felt about it. He's going to do what he thinks is best to win football games, and that's what he thought was best.
Wow, there's a lot there. And, again, I think this is just the down-home guy who was asked a question and said, I've lived my life like this. When I'm asked a question, I give an honest
truth.
Answer.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Keith Butler's
not
malice.
No, Keith Butler. I like the mental imagery that Matt used on the early morning show today, where he talked about the Joker walking away from the hospital in the dark night, and it blows up, and he gets that creepy smile on his face. It's not like that. He's not blowing it up on the way out. It's just they asked Keith. Keith gave an honest answer, dadgummit. And I think what's interesting, though, is that in the level of honesty and detail that he gave in talking about Tomlin taking over the defensive play calling the last couple of years of Dick LeBeau's tenure as defensive coordinator, That's where I start to get a little lost in the fog, not regarding what Keith Butler said, but regarding the timeline of it and why it took place then. In 2012, the Steelers had the best defense in the league, right? 2013 would have been the final, I guess, the penultimate year of Dick LeBeau's career as Steelers defensive coordinator, right?
Yes.
They dropped to 13th, missed the playoffs. They dropped to 18th in 2014. Now, they made the playoffs that year, but they lost to the Ravens in a home wild card game. And then they dropped all the way to 21st in what would have been Butler's first year as defensive coordinator after Dick LeBeau retired. And Mike Tomlin would have taken over really probably even more so, right? Not just play calling, game planning, all of it.
Yeah, it becomes more of, is this a Keith Butler issue or did Mike Tomlin run Dick LeBeau off? That's
not just that, but I think that's a very important point. But when he did, what good did it do the defense?
Correct.
A defense that, yes, was aging out, I get it. You know, you were in the last couple of years of Troy Polamalu.
James Harrison.
Harrison had just a couple of years left. Woodley had fallen off the face of the earth. Ryan Clark had retired or had moved on. And you would think that if you're going to be the guy to take over from the established defensive coordinator, and I remember back in 13 and 14, all of us crowing about, oh, this defense, it keeps getting worse. It's 13th, now it's 18th. Dick LeBeau, what's happening? Well, it turns out it wasn't Dick LeBeau.
Right.
It was Mike Tomlin.
Retroactively, and I said this yesterday, we need to now, every time we yelled at the television at Dick LeBeau and every time we yelled at the television, especially at Keith Butler, we need to think back and say, we owe them an apology.
Yeah.
We were yelling at Mike Tomlin. The one part I do find very most interesting in Keith Butler's comments is right about here when he says he knew how.
He wanted to do that here. And, you know, he's head coach. He should be able to do what he wants to do. He knew how I felt about it.
That part.
He knew how I felt about it.
I'd love to know the dynamic and have seen the conversation, heard the conversation, been in on it, had a camera there, and wanted to know how that went. How much did Keith Butler resist? Mm-hmm. How much did Keith Butler say, hey, Mike, I'd maybe like to... No, your help isn't welcome here. That part of it, he knew how I felt about it. That is as much as a down-home, old-school, Southern kind of guy is going to give off in a radio interview of saying, I didn't like that.
Right.
I wanted to do it.
And he's trying to remain respectful of Mike Tomlin and the organization. I totally understand that. And that's why he's answering in that way. And I think the question for me, and it's going to come back now, and we're digging back, like, think about this, like 8-9 years in the past now. But that's where we're at. When you bring up Dick LeBeau, that's how far back we're going now. What compelled Mike Tomlin in his 6th, 7th, 8th year in the as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers to jump up and say, now I need to be involved in the play calling on game day?
Well, you wonder if any top-notch coordinator is going to want to come here and have that friction, have that headbutting, and have that lack of power.
Right.
You know, you look around the league, and it's different on both sides of the ball. You see the Dayballs, and you see the people who are gigantic coordinators in this league. And you wonder on the defensive side of the ball, because I don't think Mike Tomlin does this offensively. At least I don't know that to
be
the case.
Doesn't sound like it.
But at least defensively, who that is tabbed as an up-and-comer, a superstar defensive coordinator, a whiz, or even a guy that had been that in the past. You know, you take the guy that was just Wink Martindale or somebody. Who's going to want to come here and say, yes, you can go there, but you're not making play calls? It eliminates, for at least for me, a big portion of the talent pool.
It's wild to me that a guy who came up and rose through the ranks so quickly as a defensive assistant and then a coordinator, and you heard Keith Butler reference that, Mike Tomlin's time with the Vikings as defensive coordinator and obviously defensive play caller, that a guy who was hired as sort of a young hotshot coordinator has now gotten completely lost in the idea that that's not what you want. That a couple generations later now, and here we are 15 years later, Mike Tomlin doesn't want to bring in the next Mike Tomlin. He wants to continue to be the guy calling everything on the defensive side of the ball.
He forgot who he was.
Yeah.
He's not that, you know, that's such a great point, that what allowed him to have success, what allowed those Vikings teams to have a little success, and Mike Tomlin climbed the ladder,
mm-hmm.
and what allowed Mike Tomlin to have success early on as Pittsburgh Steelers coach was a delegation of power. And then there's no other way to put it. I hesitated to go with this morning, but he simply, if you connect all the dots, he's on a power trip, and he's a power-hungry guy.
Yeah, and
I don't know how you come away from this and not feel that way.
And look, I'd be totally okay with that if he was racking up Lombardis while he was a power-hungry guy.
If it was Belichick.
Guy. Right. You know, but he's not. He's not. They're losing in the playoffs year after year when they do get into the playoffs. They look thoroughly unprepared in some of these spots, and they look thoroughly unprepared to take on a quarterbackless future. On both sides of the ball.
Let's not lose sight of this either. This is a man in Keith Butler that Mike Tomlin has worked with
for decades.
Since 1998.
Yeah.
You know, since Arkansas State.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that is one of his closest working confidants. This isn't a guy who, and it would be a lot different, and good on those guys on the PM team for getting Keith Butler yesterday. It's a hell of a score and a hell of an interview. But this wasn't a fly-by-night, one-and-done guy that came in here and worked for 1 year and kind of saw Mike Tomlin here and there. This is a guy that has worked with him for a long, long time and had the confidence and had the, albeit he did it with respect, but he still didn't decline the interview. He came on and he sort of flamed Mike Tomlin in a way, as much as Keith Butler does, and says, yeah, everything you're hearing is true.
Yeah.
That says a lot to me that he didn't protect his friend.
Well, again, I don't know if he looks at it that way. You know what I mean?
But like, he could have said, I'm not interested in talking about the inner workings of how we did business.
Yeah, but then I think in that case, you decline the interview. Right?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
He didn't decline it.
He didn't. I think, you know, what's very obvious to me in everything we've learned about the Keith Butler-Mike Tomlin dynamic on that side of the ball this year is that he trusted Aditi, and I'm not taking anything away from Andrew and Chris. Again, like you said, great job getting him on, but Aditi has a good enough relationship with Keith Butler that she was able to get him to come on. And I think Keith Butler is a guy who, like you said, as down-home as you're going to get for a guy who's got a storied NFL career as an assistant coach, walked in, answered the questions, and I don't think probably even thought twice about the fact that what he was saying was going to lead some of us down the path of, my God, you're kidding me. Mike Tomlin took the reins of the defense before Dick LeBeau even retired?
Well, what it was, too, was it's a confirmation of what a lot of people thought. But to hear it from the one guy who can truly confirm it says a ton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.